Yes, we are back with the 12th session, and today's lesson is for education. Education is a special matter in Greece. All the families want to send their children in the universities. University is panepistimio in Greek. After taking the final exams in the high school, Lykio, and according to their grades achieved in these exams, they enter or not the university of their choice. These exams are called Panhellenes Exetases, Panhellenic exams. For education, you can also use the word paideia or εκπαίδευση. Paideia derives from the word παιδεύω, I educate in ancient Greek, and παιδί, meaning child, is another word taken from παιδεύω. Isn't it weird that child is so closely connected to education? Education in Greece is free. There is no tuition fees. Books, βιβλία in Greek, is freely distributed, and there are restaurants where students can eat for free. This is the free education, δωρεάν παιδεία. The only legitimate education provider is the state. This is the public education, δημόσια παιδεία. Students these days struggle against the law to privatize the education. Student in Greek is given by the word μαθητής if the student is in school, or φοιτητής if he is in the university. The word school itself is Greek, σχολείο. The education starts in kindergarten, νηπιαγωγείο, goes on in primary school, δημοτικό. Then we have the first high school, which is γυμνάσιο, and the second high school, which is λύκειο. Afterwards you go to πανεπιστήμιο. Some easy words for you. Mathematics, μαθηματικά. Physics, φυσική. Chemistry, χημεία. Philosophy, φιλοσοφία. Gymnastics, γυμναστική. History, ιστορία. Geography, γεωγραφία. Biology, βιολογία. Latin, λατινικά. Ancient Greek, αρχαία ελληνικά. Talking of ancient Greek, well, in ancient Greece, the education was beginning at the age of 5. The educator was the family nanny, who was always a man called παιδαγωγός. Then there were also public gymnasiums, γυμνάσια, places where they were training their bodies, physical exercises, we can say today. Then, after turning 14 or 15, the child was assigned to a teacher, also called philosophos, philosopher. Education was not for free, though, but this was in the Athenian world. In Sparta, the education was provided by the state. When children were turning 7 years old, they were recruited by the state in a strict military education. The leading values were andria, bravery, αυτοθυσία, self-sacrifice, νίκη, victory, ιστεροφημία, fame after death, and δύναμη, power. When Roman Empire was Christianized, the education was provided mainly by the church. More or less, we are over for today. I chose this subject for today's lesson because my university tortures me. I'm again really sorry for being late in our appointment. Hitio Myth in Greece, and stay tuned.